Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Nashley with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station. We're here every week. If you're listening now, just come on back to where we are. But maybe someone in your family would like to listen, friends or whatever, relatives, and you think they could benefit from our conversation, just tell them where we are. We'll be here all weekend. Well, not the entire weekend, but we'll be here every weekend, and we'll bring you all kinds of science, the truth about natural medicine, nutrition and diet, and a variety of topics that may benefit you. But now, what have you learned over the last several weeks, several months, a year, that you could use to improve your health? You know, it's not your doctor's job. The drug companies certainly don't want you to be healthy. No one else cares. But we have to care individually if we want to be healthy. It's up to us. We make the decisions as to how we live, good or bad. And the results will be good or bad by the choices that we make. So good choices provide good health. And just the opposite. Bad choices equals bad health. What do you want? You know, did you ever think, or did you ever realize that the food that we have been told to eat over the last 50 to 70 years has been the result of our illnesses? And we can change that by changing the food we eat, by choosing a healthy diet. In 1977, President Nixon signed a bill over to improve the growing of corn and to subsidize corn growing. It was all political. So they wanted everyone to eat more grains, more cereal. So in 1977, the U.S. guidelines for nutrition were set in stone. Eat 6 to 12 servings of cereal or breads. Our diet was very high in carbohydrates and no fat, or at least low fat, but lower the better. And actually, essential fatty acids are important for our health, critical for our health, and are necessary, as well as protein. We never, never need 1 gram of carbohydrates. We should lower the carbohydrates. Actually, they recommend 130 grams of carbohydrates, but we can actually measure it off at about 300 or more in the American diet. In the 1950s and 1960s, obesity was about 10% of the population. Now it's 50% of the population is classified as obese, and 18% of children. They predict that by 2050, if we continue to eat a high-carb diet and a low-fat diet, everyone in America will be obese. 100%. We're not going in the right direction. We have been and continue to be the sickest country in the world. And yet we have the best hospitals, the best trained and educated doctors, in some respects. Not in nutrition and diet, but surgery or a lot of things that they do to make miracles happen. They are critical for our survival. But they can't help us be healthy. They are treating symptoms of deficiencies of the vitamins and minerals and the other accessory food factors that we need to be healthy. When we don't get enough vitamins and minerals, we have symptoms that crop up. And doctors have come up with drugs to treat those symptoms. All we have to do is resupply the body with the nutrients that it needs, and in time, those symptoms would go away. We'd be able to get off drugs. So it's up to us. But for today, we're going to talk about our featured topic. It's the most sold natural medicine in America. It's a botanical extract. What do you think it is? Well, I'll get to it. I'll tell you what it is, but just think about it. And really, I'm going to give you my rant on sugar in the diet. And what about eye floaters? What are they? Can you stop them? Yes, you can. And you have to think about calcium just by itself will never build bone. And one of my favorite proteins, it's a single protein. It's a nutrient of the day. It comes from milk. What is it? And ultra-processed foods cause polyps in the colon. The food you're eating causes all your diseases. And they really are not diseases. They're defects. They're flaws. They're caused by what we do daily. And why a good night's sleep keeps you and your heart healthy. And you know, we talk about sugar. Sugar even has an effect causing all mental diseases. By avoiding sugar and strictly severe reduction of carbohydrates, can eliminate many mental diseases. Alzheimer's disease is now classified as type 3 diabetes. Sugar. You can't believe how much damage sugar does to your body. We'll get to all this and more as we go on. Now, what herb, what botanical, is the most sold in America today? And you can rejuvenate your body with it. It's called ashwagandha. ashwagandha. It's an Indian herb. And it's been called Indian ginseng because ginseng does not grow in India. I suppose it might if they wanted to classify ginseng as an Indian herb. But ashwagandha is known as the Indian ginseng. And it's one of the most important herbs in Ayurvedic medicine. It has been used for over 3,000 years. Now, number one of the best-selling herbal products in the United States has been ranked in the top five for total sales by the American Botanical Council. And now it ranks as number one. And why? Well, people learn about ashwagandha and what it has for health benefits. And modern research studies now have found ashwagandha effective for treating male infertility, low thyroid function, mild memory issues, sleep problems, and best known for stress relief. Clinical research. Here's one for stress relief. A new study in healthy adults with stress. Treated with ashwagandha. And this ashwagandha was standardized to 35% of withanolides. Withanolides are the active compounds found in ashwagandha. These withanolides called EP35 or a placebo. Now, stress relief in this study and stress overall decreased by up to 62% for both men and women. And a bonus for men, it increased testosterone by up to 33% in men, but no change in women. So ladies, don't worry about it. It doesn't affect testosterone in your body. Only in men. It's a really ideal adaptogen. Relieves stress at a wide margin over a placebo. So it has great benefits. So if you've got a lot of stuff going on in your life that just you can't contend with, causes you all kinds of anguish, irritability, stress, anxiousness, this will really suit you well. Now, in addition to stress relief, it has also been shown clinically studied to improve sleep quality and to relieve symptoms of depression and anxiety. It lowers cortisol levels. Typical extracts are standardized to about 5%, and that would be for just a standard ashwagandha that is harvested in the wild. But most recent research has used higher standardization, up to 35%. So that means it's 7 times stronger than regular or standard ashwagandha. The best dosage, 150 milligrams, 1 to 3 times daily. And don't worry, no side effects, no adverse events. You don't have to worry about it. I would not give it to children less than 12 years of age. After 12, they could probably have one a day. Now there are some new guidelines for cholesterol. How many more times do they want to change it? Now, a new plan to prevent heart disease. When are they going to ever give up? They're never going to give up dispensing their drugs, selling their drugs. Too big of a moneymaker. Billions and billions of dollars. They're classifying under different rules to sell more people. So the new plan to prevent heart disease, you know, the whole plan started in 1950 to lower fat and increase carbohydrates. They thought that would be the answer for heart disease. We still have not gotten rid of heart disease, the number one killer in America and probably worldwide. But now they want to clamp down on cholesterol levels. Experts say at least 80% of heart disease is preventable. I agree, but not by what's coming up. The new plan by the American Heart Association. Get this. That's crazy. Start testing cholesterol levels in kids as young as 10 to look for those with genetically high levels of LDL. And continue to test young people at age 18, repeating the test every 5 years. They're looking for more people to treat. What does that do? Well, they're not crying from a loss of money. They walk into the bank happy. So the goal is to keep LDL under 100 for everyone for their lifetime. I have a better answer. Get rid of the carbohydrates and the sugar and switch to fats, including saturated fats, olive oil, macadamia nut oil, avocado oil, but the best one is olive oil. It has a lot more benefits. Contains a lot of polyphenols that are in olive oil that are not in any other oil. It's the best food in the world. It's the best medicine in the world. Now, they want to keep the LDL under 100 for everyone. They're going to make so much more money. If other risk factors for heart attacks or stroke are present, they want to recommend the LDL under 70. And if you've had a heart attack or stroke or LDL numbers, they want it under 55. Now that means many more people, a lot more people, could potentially spend many decades on statin drugs. Woo, the money is rolling in. That's crazy. It's not my business, but I would never, ever, ever take a statin drug. And then also you'll have to contend with the side effects of the statin drug on kids. Unbelievable. And you have to realize heart disease is much, much more than just cholesterol. So why the obsession over cholesterol? Because they can measure it. They have so blindsided everybody, including doctors, that if we lower cholesterol, we'll save you from a heart attack, heart disease, or a stroke. Absolutely nonsense. It's really triglycerides, another type of fat that actually comes from sugar. If someone tells me they have a high level of triglycerides, the doctor says it's way too high, where does it come from? It comes from the carbohydrates and the sugar you eat, which makes triglycerides. And then calcium in the arteries and high blood pressure all play roles in the development of heart disease, not just cholesterol. If the doctor says you have a high cholesterol, say, so what? Even the type of LDL, while important, some kinds of LDL are not damaging. They have two different kinds of LDL, pattern A and pattern B. Pattern A is made up of really of high, fluffy type of cholesterol, like cotton candy. Very, very fluffy. Pattern B, B like bad, and the B is bad. So pattern B of the LDL is bad cholesterol. It's very, very hard, very small, hard pieces of cholesterol. Very dense, like BBs. and are much, much more dangerous than the large, fluffy LDL particles. In a 20-year study of over 3,000 people, those who had the lowest levels of cholesterol had the highest risk of death during the study period. Did you hear that? Did it make sense? Did it grasp your mind? Those who had the lowest level of cholesterol had the highest risk of death during the study period. Their death rate, mortality rate, during the study increased by 65%. Just because you have a low cholesterol, that doesn't help you in any way, especially for older adults. In fact, higher cholesterol levels are associated with better mental function and reduced risk of dementia. Statin drugs themselves are linked to muscle pain, digestive disorders, fatigue, dizziness, sleep problems, memory problems, and a very high increased risk of type 2 diabetes. Now, some of these side effects, even if you stop the statin drug, some of these side effects will never, ever go away, especially muscle pain. There's a very deep muscle pain caused by statin drugs that will never go away even if you stop the drug. Maybe you should not start the drug. Now, if you want to do something really great for your heart, I want to tell you about what some researchers in Florida found. These are scientists researching statin drugs and diet. So the researchers in Florida followed 80 people, average 55 or older. They followed them on the keto diet, the ketogenic diet, for 5 years, and compared their health to 80 people of a similar age who did not follow a specific diet. Now the results: although total cholesterols were higher for the participants on the keto diet, there was zero difference between the two groups of total artery plaque scores and heart decreased risk. Higher cholesterol did not equal increased risk of heart disease. Higher cholesterol did not equal increased risk of heart disease. And then a 2024 study of over 40,000 people found that a long-term keto diet not only protected against heart disease, it reduced the risk of dying from any cause by 24%. I think this is something for you to think about. Drugs are very rarely the answer. In some cases, they could be, but not always. And statin drugs is just a perfect drug for the drug companies, because there are so many people with high cholesterol, which is not bad. Act even better. You'll live longer on high cholesterol than you will on low cholesterol. You'll be healthier on high cholesterol than you will on low cholesterol. You'll have better mental function. You'll have less risk of dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Which would you prefer? Don't be hoodwinked into taking drugs. But that's your choice. If you feel more protected, more healthy, you want to agree with your doctor, that's your choice. Remember, everything we do is a choice. This is also a choice. there's enough evidence out there that the most damaging effect for your heart, triglycerides, a saturated fat made from sugar, and sugar itself, and insulin resistance, also a factor involved with heart disease. So I've got to pause. You'll hear some commercials, the station identifying itself, and I'll be right back. I'm not going to go anywhere. I hope you don't either. We have a lot more coming up that'll help you understand more about your health, physically and mentally. Back right after this. I'm Terry Naturally. And welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally, and this is Terry Talks Nutrition. It's your health and nutrition show, helping you learn more about how to take care of your health and how to get your health back again. You can. Your body is very resilient. You change your diet. The diet that we always talk about is being as healthy as you possibly can. High fat, including saturated fat. That means butter, cream, lard, bacon grease. We can also throw in olive oil, which is not a saturated fat, while the other ones are. And we also have red meat and also other meats that contain saturated fats. Good for us. Fats are healthy. Saturated fats for our heart is healthy. And then lower the carbohydrates, the sugar. We should not even be eating sugar. Avoid it as much as possible and drastically reduce carbohydrates down to probably less than 75 grams daily. You can go down as far as 50. Now, if you're really, really sick and you have a major medical event, I would get it down to about 20 grams of carbohydrates daily. And you can find gram carbohydrate percentages in a variety of booklets and books and even online. Go to Google and check out certain foods to see the carbohydrate content. And then get rid of the bad foods and increase the good foods that are lower in carbohydrates, like vegetables. All the vegetables above the ground, growing above the ground. When they're growing under the ground, they're more starch. One of the worst is potatoes. Get rid of the white potatoes. Occasionally you can use sweet potatoes, especially the purple ones. But you can make yourself healthy again. But you have to sacrifice. Got to get rid of that sugar. Get rid of the big coffee drink with about 16 teaspoons of sugar. You got to make some choices that may not please you, but what do you want? Do you want pleasure or do you want health? It's up to you. That's really what it comes down to. Do you want to have pleasure or health? Do you want to get rid of all the aches and pains, the inflammation? What are you dealing with? If there is not too much damage at this point, then you can get rid of almost every disease, including cancer. But it's up to you. So these are the things that we have to think about when we're thinking about our health. Yes, I do have a rant, R-A-N-T, rant, on sugar in the diet. Here's the problem. By consuming sugar, you may have increased the risk of developing every major disease that is now being treated by either an over-the-counter drug or a prescribed medication. Now, here we go. Do you have high blood pressure caused by too much sugar? Do you have type 2 diabetes caused by too much sugar? Do you have high triglyceride levels caused by too much sugar? Do you have dementia, short-term memory loss, Alzheimer's disease caused by too much sugar? Do you have tooth decay caused by too much sugar? Are you overweight or maybe even obese caused by too much sugar? Do you have metabolic syndrome caused by too much sugar? Do you have cancer? Too much sugar. Most of the American population is unhealthy and sick because of too much sugar and carbohydrates. You know, carbohydrates may look innocent. You look at the bread, you look at the pasta, tastes good, right? But that all converts to sugar in the body. Carbohydrates breaks down into sugar. That's the only way it can be metabolized. So if your goal is to be healthy, which I think it might be because that's why you're listening, if you weren't interested in your health, why waste the time? Why spend this time with me when you don't care? But if you really want to be healthy, then it's time to avoid sugar and drastically reduce carbohydrates, which, as I said, ultimately is a source of sugar. Sugar is not that type of food that poisons you overnight, but it does over 10 or 20 years. The more and the longer and the you eat sugar, it's going to have a greater effect. But it's highly toxic. Like one author wrote a book, Suicide by Sugar. Have you ever experienced an eye floater? What are they? Well, floaters are spots or threads that drift across your vision and move when your eyes move. Irritable. Sometimes it just drives you crazy. And it might be more noticeable if you are looking at a light-colored wall or plain background like the sky. So what are the causes? Solidification of the liquid inside the eye, causing collagen fibers to float. Blood leakage. Blood seeps out of the capillaries from damaged capillaries in the eye. Inflammation in the eye or trauma to the eye. Now, I have found from the research that I've done, there are two natural medicines for preserving vision. Well, there's a whole lot of things for vision, like lutein, xanthine, zinc, vitamin A. There's a lot of good nutrients. But particularly for the floaters, you almost want to wipe them away. You want to, you know, when you see a floater, you want to think you can wipe it away. You can't. But it's an indication that your capillaries and maybe your arteries are weak. That's not a good sign. But OPCs, now that stands for oligomeric anthocyanins, from grape seed, they strengthen the veins and the arteries, including the small blood vessels in the eye, the capillaries, to prevent them from breaking and leaking blood. They leak blood. They also protect the eye from oxidative stress and inflammation. Taking OPC in about 300 to 600 milligrams of grapeseed extract standardized for about 80% of the OPCs. Look for verified, authentic grapeseed, because a lot of it is adulterated and spiked with unknown powders. So to avoid being ripped off by counterfeit products, like from peanut skins, make sure you get it from a good company. This is very, very important. In fact, I gave a lecture some time ago, and in the lecture I talked about OPCs for the floaters in your eye. And after my lecture, I had two people come up and say, oh my gosh, I'm so happy. I hope this works for me, because I have these floaters all the time. They drive me nuts. And I said, stay with it. Give yourself a month or two. It'll work. I've seen it work over and over and over again. But also there's another one called sea, like the ocean, sea, S-E-A. Sea buckthorn oil. And what does sea buckthorn oil do for the eyes? It increases the moisture in the eye. A clinical trial of individuals taking 2 grams of sea buckthorn oil daily had less dryness, redness, and burning, and increased fluid in their eyes versus the placebo group. So theoretically, reducing the risk of collagen fiber floaters. Both can help tremendously. But I love OPCs better for the eyes, because it's primarily for the capillaries breaking easily. That's an indication you don't want to repeat. Now, calcium. Everybody says calcium for the bones, right? Doctor says you need some more calcium. You're losing the density of your bone. You have osteoporosis. You need more calcium. Do you need more calcium? Yes, but that's not all. Because calcium alone isn't enough for strong bones. Calcium is just one player in building bones, one nutrient in building bones, but it works together with other ingredients. Without vitamin D, calcium can't be absorbed. Without vitamin K2, calcium doesn't get to the bones, and isolated calcium increases the risk of heart attacks and strokes, can lead to kidney stones, may cause constipation, nausea, and bloating. The body can only absorb about 500 milligrams of calcium at a time. So to build strong bones, take calcium. Yes, take calcium. But with other key nutrients for bone building and bone, including vitamins D3, silica, and strontium. They are all very important for the health of your bones. Don't rely on just calcium. Most calcium today is not absorbed. You need a lot of other nutrients to help get the calcium into the bone structure. And if you take vitamin A, vitamin D3, vitamin K2, it'll direct the calcium to the bone rather than to the arteries. When you have cholesterol, which is a waxy substance, and calcium in the arteries, they make a plaque. But calcium shouldn't be there. Calcium can be there. Excuse me, cholesterol can be there, but not calcium. You don't want calcium in your arteries. You want it in the bone. And that's why vitamin A, D3, D3, D like in dog, D3, and K2 provide a pathway to the bones for calcium and not to the arteries. So it saves the plaque and reduces the plaque in the arteries. There's a very specific protein. It's called bovine lactoferrin. Lactoferrin is a protein that's extracted from whey, from colostrum, from milk. It's a dietary dairy protein. Lactoferrin, L-A-C-T-O, lacto, it means milk. Ferrin, F-E-R-R-I-N. But you put those together, it's lactoferrin. That means milk protein, milk iron. Now, I'm going to give you 13 benefits of taking lactoferrin. It boosts the immune system. Now, it just doesn't strengthen the immune system. People that have RA, like rheumatoid arthritis, or they have other types of conditions that are driven by a high level of immune function. You don't want a high level of immune function. You want a balanced level. You want ingredients that are able to balance the immune system. They modulate the immune system. So if you have a high-driven, over-producing immune system, you want to reduce it. If you have a low range of immune system, it's too low or too high. You want to balance it so they're equally. And that's what lactoferrin does. You don't want an overactive immune system. Also, antimicrobial. That means it fights a range of bacteria and fungi. Antiviral. Offers protection against virus or various viruses. Gut health. Promotes beneficial bacteria and reduce inflammation. Iron uptake. Aids the efficient iron absorption, combating anemia. Anti-inflammatory, reduces inflammation at the cellular level. It's an antioxidant, neutralizes harmful free radicals, preventing cellular damage. It supports bone growth, promotes bone growth, and reduces the risk of osteoporosis. It defends against cancer, inhibits tumor growth and spreading of cancer. Wound healing accelerates the healing process with an antimicrobial property. Skin health and reducing acne helps reduce acne due to its antimicrobial, anti-inflammatory effects, while offering antioxidant skin protection. Mucosal defense shields mucosal surfaces from pathogens. That means the wet surface in your mouth, your throat, and other cavities in your body. And also acts as a neurotransmitter, neuroprotection, potential protection against neurodegenerative diseases. These are benefits that are provided primarily by lactoferrin. One protein. This can give you all these benefits. That's what nature is all about. A drug can only do one very specific function, because a drug has never been on the face of the earth until it's manufactured in a laboratory. And in order for the FDA to approve a drug, they have to have truckloads and truckloads and truckloads of documentation to make sure that that drug does not kill more people than they would like. Now, it's going to kill some people. Most drugs do. But when it gets to 30,000, 40,000, or 50,000 people, the FDA will pull the drug. But it still is going to have a lot of damage and a lot of side effects. And it only works on one pathway. So as it works on one pathway, all the other adjoining pathways are pushed out of balance. Where natural products have all of these benefits. Lactoferrin is a natural product. It's found only in nature. So when they extract this protein, we can use it as a natural benefit for over 13 different kinds of conditions. I've seen some research that says lactoferrin, the miracle molecule. And this is by scientists. Scientists have written that documentation after they've done the studies, clinical studies that they intended to do, after they finished their studies and saw all the things that it could do. They called it the miracle molecule. So for outstanding immune benefits, I would definitely take lactoferrin with propolis. I love propolis. It's collected by the, it's not, the bees don't make it. The bees collect it from vegetation in the surrounding environment of where they live. And the combination of lactoferrin and propolis is to prevent and treat upper respiratory tract infections, viral and bacterial, common cold, influenza, bronchitis, sinusitis, COVID. Now, another thing about propolis, which I have seen over and over and over again, I haven't got a study to show you. This is just observation. But when I tell people that propolis works by removing warts, now it's pretty hard to believe that because you're swallowing propolis in a capsule or a tablet or some manner, not applying it to the wart. And at a fairly good dosage of propolis, like about 500 to 1,000 milligrams daily, in several weeks, you're going to find out the warts are gone. I had several people tell me, Terry, I can't believe it. I thought you were crazy when you told me that if I swallowed propolis, that my warts would go away. Absolutely. Because it's caused by a virus. You've got to get the immune system to function so it can get rid of the virus. It also gets rid of COVID. Sinusitis, bronchitis, influenza, common cold, candida, and other fungal infections, canker sores, fever blisters, warts, gastrointestinal problems, peptic ulcers, which is associated with H. pylori, and very, very safe for kids. There are no side effects to either lactoferrin or propolis. So as a preventative and as a good strength formulation, I would take about 75 milligrams of lactoferrin with 75 milligrams of propolis, plus gamma cyclodextrin to increase absorption daily. Now, if I were taking propolis for severe influenza, bronchitis, sinusitis, candida, warts, I would take a high dosage. Lactoferrin, probably maybe 300 milligrams daily. And propolis, maybe 300 to 600 milligrams, maybe up to 1,000 milligrams. You have to have a high dosage to get rid of that viral infection. Warts are a viral infection. And that's the way you get rid of all types of upper respiratory tract infections, viral or bacterial, or common cold, or influenza, bronchitis, sinusitis. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got products that are researched and science behind them that I can talk to you about until the cows come home, and drugs can't do the same, and always leave side effects. Here's something for you that gives you tremendous benefits, but no side effects, none whatsoever, no adverse events. So my friends, I'm all out of time, but I'll be back here next week, same time, same station, and we'll go through the whole process of getting better and healthier together. Why not? Make your better choices. Choose a better diet. Get some exercise. Get some social life. Laugh, pray, all kinds of good things in our life. So say a prayer for this crazy, crazy world. God bless you, my friends. And God bless this great country. Until tomorrow, or until the next week, God bless you.